Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee meeting on Monday, June 26, 2023. Meeting is opening at 2:37. Sonia, you want to do roll call?
Okay. Ann Way?
Here.
Rain McCormick?
Here.
Terry Murphy?
Here.
Steve Lovis?
Here.
And Sonia Graham is here, and nobody else.
Shelley Thompson is absent.
Thompson is absent, and we do have a guest in the audience.
Yes, we do have a guest. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a look at the minutes. I will accept a motion to accept them as they are, or a motion with any changes.
Ms. Brin, I move to accept the minutes as written.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes. All righty, let's jump to our committee goal report. Brin, your number one goal here, partnering with Samaritan Health Services and Department of Public Health to promote electronic health inquiry and provide information to patients about local evidence-based programs.
Yes, and I have a revision of the 2023 goal number one, and I'll provide you with a printed copy of this. And this is through our fiscal year ending June of 2023. Number one objective was to add one or more evidence-based programs to what's being offered. Updates since my last progress report are that the Fit and Strong training has been suspended until February 2023-2024 goal cycle. And we've added an equitable Fit and Strong hybrid to the roster. The first class was completed in June 28, 2023, and we're omitting connected to OSU office to discuss with walk with ease. Again, I'll provide you with a complete updated copy. Goal two was to identify other parks and rec departments to partner within the state of Oregon to offer evidence-based programs. There's just one addition to continue in 2023-2024 goal cycle. So promoting the tools is ongoing. Number three, create presentation to be provided to other PNR departments about lessons learned. Addition is on June 23rd, we're finalizing the presentation to NRPA with 60 Plus, Corvallis Community Center, and Samaritan, which is scheduled to be presented to National Parks and Recreation Association National Meeting in July of 2023. Number four, review registration and referral project. As of originally, I had listed that from January 22 to 2 of 2023, no electronic referrals from Samaritan had been received. From March of 2023 through June of 2023, which is the completion of this cycle, no electronic referrals from Samaritan have been received. And number five, to explore the feasibility of reciprocal agreement in UNITAS contract. That is something that I believe Mike and Sonia were going to discuss as to whether to continue the relationship with Samaritan and UNITAS, and I believe that's still an ongoing discussion. Thank you. Oh, any questions?
Okay, thanks. I was writing fast. Okay, no questions for Brin? Okay. So next month, when you get these, everything we achieved will be gone because we're starting a new year. Okay? Starting July 1, we start the new year. So all this stuff that you see on the right-hand side, it will all be gone. Okay, goal two, seek out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 60 plus community. So My mind is not working, I apologize. First objective was to develop a strategy to identify bilingual, multicultural volunteers. And Sonia and I have not sat down to do that, and that's not Sonia's error, that is mine. So I will be working on that. I thought I did, but I did not. So I will get that something done and sent to you, Sonia. And we'll do, okay. Second objective, create collateral material in both English and Spanish. And yes, thankfully, the staff in the office have been doing that. I hear them doing that. I hear them talking about it when I'm there on Wednesday, and I see the brochures or flyers. So I know that's happening. Third objective, identify outreach strategies to underserved community members, including low-income families and homeless and indigenous tribes. So what do we have new on that? There's not really anything new happening with this. We are continuing the veterans once a month birthday, that's this Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month. I need to put that on my calendar. And Bryn and I are usually there, and sometimes I see Terry wandering around helping, and it's just a real fun thing to go do, and I want to encourage people to step up and do that. It takes about an hour and a half out of your life to go in and serve lunch or serve food. And the people there that come, they're just so grateful. And I think it's really cool because I see more and more and more young veterans coming in, not just the older. And I realize the older are expiring, but it's still really cool to see the younger people coming in. Okay, the tamale feed. We have put that on the way back burner for now. I didn't get a response, and I didn't get a response, and then finally I got a response the day before, and the Friday before, Sonia and I had said, let's just cancel this. We don't know what's going on, and the day before is not the right time, and she was going to be gone, and so for this point in time, we are holding off on doing that. And I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with Terry about tribal stuff, so I can make some type of a contact before I actually move. Okay, any questions?
No.
Okay. Goal 3, form a work group to focus on 60 plus activity center policies and procedures. Nothing has happened in the last month. Sonia is going to be getting those policies and procedures that need to be fixed. Everything is to her. She just has made corrections and updates. Some of them were very old. The wording in them was antiquated. And in some cases, there would be two or three different copies of the same policy and or procedure, and they did not line up at all. So it's been kind of a hodgepodge, but that is on its way, very close to being done. Of course, I say that, but this is going to be an ongoing thing that happens on a yearly basis. The policies and procedures need to be reviewed. So the front of the binder will have the index and the date when those need to be reviewed. And I will, currently they're all on my computer. There are a handful of them on 60 plus computer, but when I leave, everything will be positively here in Newport. Okay, I think that's it. Yes.
I just had a question. Will the policies and procedures annual update be something that our advisory committee will be working with? And if so, should it go on to our 23-24 calendar?
Well, it will be on the new goals only because we're not done with the initial task. So it's going to roll over after that. I guess the best thing to do would be have a discussion with Sonia about that. If she needs somebody to keep on top of that, or if she just looks in the front of the notebook every month and takes care of it. That's a good question. Thank you. I didn't tell you anything previously, Steve, because nothing was happening.
That's fine.
Nothing to tell you. Okay.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, I know. Okay, goal number 4, improve community engagement to users of the facility. And this is a completed goal. Goal number five, improve community engagement to users of the facility. Why does that say that? Four and five say the same thing. It looks like I need to double check myself there. Don is not with us anymore, so Terry is the person who has been working on this. What do you have to tell us?
Just been bringing up different things on the boards. All kinds of things been happening, and I just put a new one up there for the computer 101. Just been working on all those things that's happening.
Okay. And Judy in the office also works on this goal, even though she's not on the committee. Okay. Any questions for, yes, Steve?
So today the chamber had a ribbon cutting up by the liquor store at the chemotherapy lab up there.
Mm-hmm.
They might be somebody good to reach out to. It was a pretty well-attended event, and certainly generally people who are undergoing chemotherapy generally are not 30 years old, but just an idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome.
No other questions about our goal work? We will move on. We are on the agenda to the advisory committee member interview. And you have a copy of, I call her Kathy, but Kathleen. She's sitting at the visitor's table there. If you haven't had a moment to look at it, you might want to do that. Right behind her application is the list of questions. So we will start questioning you soon. Now's your last chance to run.
I'm here.
You're here. I've known Kathy for a long time. She was on the advisory committee when I first joined the advisory committee, which now seems like forever ago. Everyone had a chance to read the application? Okay, so Bryn, you've got your interview questions there. Would you like to choose one? Not
sure.
Number one, choose A.
I did have a question. I just wanted to remember which one I had chosen. And I'll be working with you on the tax committee next year, so I'm looking forward to that. Oh, tell us about your experience with the 60-plus advisory center.
Activity center.
Activity center. I know you've been on the board for Friends for a long time, and you had selected to move to that from the advisory at one point, and now you're looking to rejoin advisory, and I was wondering what your thinking behind that was.
Why I had thought that? Oh, okay. Well, initially the way that happened is Peggy had asked me if I would participate, and I told her I wasn't sure whether I wanted to do advisory or Friends. And so I spent probably close to a year working with John and Ann and the group, putting together policies and, like you're doing, goals to kind of revamp 60-plus. Ultimately, I decided that the Friends needed more help than the advisory group did because there was a really good group of people that I left working on it. So I told Peggy I would join the Friends at that time and help her out. It was a really slim group. I think at the moment I joined it, there might have only been two people, and wow, maybe I made the third. And we did build that up, and we did get to a good group of people. So that was my thought on that. The reason I'm coming back to advisory is I feel like Friends is probably pretty well served. And just part of my philosophy is I'm a volunteer, and I like to help where help is needed. And so I felt maybe help was needed more here on the advisory as opposed to going into Friends again.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Terry, you want to pick a question?
What is special attitudes, talents, and abilities will you bring to the 60 Plus Activity Center Committee?
Well, I hope that I would bring my senior experience about what I think senior centers should be. I guess I would like to see our 60 Plus Center be a thriving, vibrant center. I feel like prior to the pandemic, that's where we were. And the pandemic has just turned the world upside down, mm-hmm. and I would like to help bring that vibrancy back. I've visited other senior centers, some of that in my work with TaxAid, because frequently TaxAid programs are at senior centers, so I've seen what other senior centers look like. I've also been to senior centers when I've traveled, which I can't even explain how that happens, but not to do things, but just going in and checking things out. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like Newport has a really good basis of a senior center, and I would like to see that continue. The population or the people here, I think there's a great need for it. And I think there's a lot of services and things that we do that I would like personally to see continue. I also have a priority, as Bryn will tell you, to bring TaxAid back to our senior center next year. And so that, along with perhaps making sure that we have other types of services for seniors. I presume that, I don't know if Stacy Mueller is still doing the pro bono law, but I find that seniors really need that help, and it's really wonderful if we can provide those kinds of services to our community.
Excuse me, I didn't hear the word. You want to bring back what to the senior center?
The tax aid program, the free tax service for low-income people, although the AARP tax aid program that I'll bring back in services anybody. We don't have a income limit per se, but we do have a scope limit, which says we don't do complicated returns. So we just service. Mm-hmm. Generally, we tend to service more low-income people because they fit into our scope. But that's just the way it's defined.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Steve, which question looks interesting to you?
Well, you know, our meetings are fourth Monday of every month. And I'm fairly new to this, you know, committee itself. And sometimes you have to rearrange your schedule and that kind of thing. Do you feel comfortable with coming to a meeting once a month, you know, on the fourth Monday from 2 to 4? And the reason I ask is because I was asked to help draft up attendance guidelines, which won't beat you up and it won't kill you. It's just saying we have this many meetings and we like people to attend them. So I thought I'd just ask, is this going to be an issue with you?
Typically, no, that will not be an issue with me, because if I know in advance that I have a meeting, then it will get blocked out immediately.
All right, thank you.
Not to say that there won't be conflicts from time to time.
No, there always are. I mean, no.
But they will be real conflicts, you know, personal emergencies, right. Healthcare, that type of thing. I will not book other things during that time period.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay. Kathy, tell us about a time when you had to adapt to a wide variety of ideas or perspectives that weren't necessarily yours.
So say that one more time. A time when I had to adapt to
a wide variety of ideas or perspectives
that were not mine.
Well, you know, that were kind of out of the way you think about things. How did you tell us about how you did that?
I'm having a little bit of difficulty understanding. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe during my work career, I was in the IT field. So we typically were faced with a lot of projects that might have been difficult to accomplish. As far as adapting, I tend to like to work in groups. And I understand the difference from being a manager as well, that there are people that like to individually just do their thing without outside help putting walls up so the outside help doesn't come in. I'm not that kind of person. I am a more adaptable to group efforts. And in working in project management, we as programmers and systems designers had decided on our own, without even management being part of it, that going into a system design, we would have group meetings where we would bring in different people to come in, and they wouldn't necessarily do the work if it was our project. We would present the project, but then we would have discussions so that they could offer comments. And I find that type of group interaction is helpful to making sure that you're just not going off and doing something without having a lot of different ideas proposed to you. So does that answer what your question?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I just had a little follow-up on that. One of the things I love about this committee is we are all very strong-minded people, mm-hmm. and we all have tend to have very strong opinions about things, which is great because we get all sorts of ideas that we wouldn't come up with as individuals. At some point, decisions are agreed upon by majority. And at that point, that decision is represented by all of the members of the committee. So, for example, we decided to do so-and-so. I was totally against it and totally disagree with it, but we have to do it because that was the majority, would not be an appropriate way to represent a committee decision. In other words, once a decision is made, then we are all mm-hmm. work toward that goal. And I just wanted to see how you feel about that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's how I worked in my 30-plus year career in IT, is once we set a philosophy or a strategy, everybody chipped in and did it. But yes, debate, and it's good to have different opinions, and not everybody, but I'm a group player. I'm a team player.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kathy. Terry, you have another question there you want to ask?
Is there anything else you would like us to know?
Anything at all?
Yeah.
Well, on the top of my mind is my big project for next year is to get TaxAid up and running again in Lincoln County. So what you all might like to know is that the pandemic, of course, destroyed the volunteer forces at AARP Foundation, just as it destroyed mm-hmm. Everybody else, and they're growing it back, and they need a lot of help. Last season, I was able to bring up one of the three TaxAid sites that we, prior to the pandemic, had in Lincoln County. That was down in Waldport, and it just happened to fall into my lap conveniently, and the volunteers appeared magically, and everything worked out. And we really did, I felt like we did a really great job. And this year, my goal is to get it going in Newport. And I've been working hard on that, finding volunteers and getting things set up and ready. And additionally, something else that's happened is Dallas, Oregon has decided that they were bombarded by Lincoln City, and people in the north part of the county were driving to Dallas, Oregon to have their tax returns done. And I have been in conversation with the Dallas, Oregon people, and three of them are going to come to Lincoln City or five times over the next season and just do returns there. So I'm going to not be a part of that, except from a high level management of helping them get the site set up and doing whatever needs to be done, but they're gonna run it, and I am gonna help them try to find volunteers. That's kind of my big push, is to make sure that I can get TaxAid back up and running again. So.
That sounds great. Thanks. Steve, you have another question?
I think we got them all handled.
Okay. Well, I want to ask question number three. Do you believe that you could have a conflict of interest in being a member of the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee?
Conflict of interest? Not that I can think of.
I didn't think so, but I wanted to ask that question.
Okay. I'm sitting here thinking about senators and conflicts of interest. I don't believe that I have a conflict of interest.
For example, you don't have a company that you own that you are going to try to encourage the advisory committee to recommend to the senior center. Thank you.
No, I am totally retired.
Totally retired.
I'm 100% okay. Volunteer.
All righty. Any other questions for her? Nope. Do you have any questions for us? One thing I realized we didn't do is we didn't introduce ourselves to you.
Well, I know everybody except for Steve, and I know Steve's name in the community.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. I'm Steve Lovis. I'm with Martek Real Estate, and like I said before, I'm fairly new to this committee.
Yeah,
I'm also on the budget committee for the city of Newport.
Oh, that's very good.
So I'm sorry I didn't do that. I just
know Bryn, and I know you, and I know Terry and Sonia very well. So.
Well, now you know me.
And now I know.
Watch out.
Watch out. Okay.
All righty. Well, then what we will do now, you know this process, so I won't explain it all in long detail, but in short detail. We will now vote. The group will vote. And then depending upon how that, well, no. You will be notified by Sonia of what that vote is, and then that information goes to City Council, and then City Council says yes or no, and then Sonia will tell you yes or no. Yeah. So what we're discussing here is that you would be welcome to stay and listen to the rest of the meeting following the vote, but during the vote that we ask that you at least step outside. If you don't want to stay, that's okay too. We definitely understand that.
I would like to come back.
Yes. Sure. We will let you know.
Okay.
You can leave your papers there since you're coming back.
Oh, okay. That works.
Okay, wonderful. You wanted to stay there? Okay. All righty. Is there any discussion, any comments anybody wants to make before we have our vote?
I think she'd be a good fit.
I can talk about when Kathy was on the advisory committee before, and she is a go-getter. She's very serious. When she needs to be serious, she takes what we do to heart. She was a great member then, and I'm just totally ecstatic that she is interested in being a member again because she brings that experience, friends' experience, and a lot of experience just from living in this community. Nothing else.
I had a very positive reaction, so I'm more than happy to have her join.
Excellent. All righty. I will accept a motion to accept, and how do you pronounce her last name? Kubing? I will accept a motion
to accept Kathy Kubing as a member of the Newport 60 Plus Advisory Committee.
And refer her to the City Council.
And refer her to the City Council for approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
A second.
All righty. Thank you. Brand first. Okay, all those in favor of forwarding Kathy Kubing's name to Newport City Council, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion passed. Thank you.
Tell her to go home.
I have never, don't do last names too often. Okay. Thanks, Bryn, for being our runner. Thank you. Glad you came back.
So yes, welcome back, Kathy. The board did the move and approved for you to be your nomination to be passed on to City Council.
Okay, and you can let me know.
We will let you know as soon as we're able to get it on the agenda and get it voted on. I'll let you know.
Thanks.
And Kathy, I just want to mention, I think that the tax work you're doing is going to fit perfectly into our 2023-2024 goals. So you're already on a committee.
Oh, you have a goal for services? Good.
Yes.
Plus, I volunteered to learn that.
All righty. Okay, thank you. So let's move on now. We are to the, let me see, what's it?
Advisory Committee bylaw update.
The bylaw update, yes. And that's the next document that you have. If I'd quit turning things over and around. Okay, so I'm going to let Bryn and Steve take over here as they did this work.
Thank you. Rather than looking at this as an amendment to bylaws, we looked at it as a guideline. And it was sent out to you in your packets. There's just one typo, which is in number four, at the end of the first sentence. If a member will not be attending a committee, you should delete "or an ad hoc committee." So it's if a member will not be attending a committee meeting, they're urged to notify. And then number five, if an ad hoc work group meeting is called, then they notify the work group chair.
So I think the purpose here was just to establish some guidelines without being punitive, because generally speaking, we're all adults. And you know whether you're doing your job or not, but there needed to be something in writing. And this is what we came up with.
Okay. I just need to clarify with Bryn. So on number four, what are you doing?
Just take off. Attending a committee meeting, the urge to codify the student.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we didn't want to add in the work group. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is there any further discussion about this? I thought we were changing 11 to 10 to 12.
One of your suggestions was to make it 10 to 12 meetings per year.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to make it 11.
So you're leaving it, well, it was 11 before, so you're leaving it 11?
Well, your suggestion was 10 to 12, mm-hmm. and then you had mentioned typically don't meet once a month in the summer and often do not meet in December. Rather than it was originally 11, you had suggested 10 to 12. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer it to be 10 to 12 or to, you like to, I mean, do you prefer it to be 10 to 12 rather than 11?
I do, only because there are 12 months out of the year, and we would, if we had the work, we would meet in July or August, and if we had the work, we would still meet in December. So it's just a matter of vacations and people being able to attend and us having our work done in December and skipping it. That was my only reasoning.
I'm okay either way. So, you know, 10 to 12, I think, seems practical.
Okay,
I agree.
The schedules.
Terry?
That way, in case that there's only one time in the year that we don't meet, or if we meet all 12, we meet them.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Okay, Sonia?
So, Bryn, you said that you want to make this not a revision of the bylaws, but actually just a general guidance. So that would change, you know, because if we're going to make it a bylaws, then we're going to have to go through and get the
City Council
approval, mm-hmm. and everything. That, as opposed, this would just go be something like maybe gets added to the letter that we send out to, mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, exactly, and it would be part of our, you know, description. This avoids it having to go through the city, and also it's not. It's an indication to the members of the committee that it is important to be at meetings. You know, we've all come to meetings where everybody but one person, like me, for example, doesn't show up or shows up real late, and everyone else's time is taken to, you know, to get to that meeting, to wait and to leave and then to reschedule. And so the purpose of this is to remind people that if they're not showing up for a meeting, notice is really the appropriate thing to provide.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts? Well, that surprised me that you said that. I have no qualms about that. I think that's probably a good idea. I think this will give us, unfortunately, when the situation may arise, this might give us the meat that we need when we take to a discussion with a person to say, hey, you know, we presented this. You said you understood this. You could be here, and now you're not. So try to help us understand what's going on. Okay. All righty, so then we will accept these as additions to our, what? To our letter.
Yeah, to the letter that we send them when they apply, which hopefully I sent to you.
Okay, so then we don't need to have a vote on that? Shouldn't have to?
No.
Okay. All righty, just making darn sure. All righty, thank you, Steve. And Bryn, for your work. Appreciate that. All righty. And I think you turned out a great document. All righty. We are on to, do we have any public comments? Anybody present you with anything?
I have not had any public comments.
Okay. How about your report?
Okay. So I attached the report for the month of May. We finished up the workshops that Jaylene Case had offered for us. She gave us the assessment and 3 2-hour workshops, and those were great. I thought it was just a really neat way for us to help to learn a little bit more about each other, about our own communication styles, and how to work better together. Just on a side note on that is that we are, I hold monthly staff meetings, and we are reviewing. Jaylene gave me 12 months worth of work, single page worksheets. So I'm giving those to each staff member before to complete. And then at every staff meeting, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about it. And at the last time, we actually went to a restaurant and had fun, I think, with it, kind of evaluating, hey, what style do you think that person is, and things like that. So that was really cool.
It was interesting there.
It was, right? Let's see. The volunteer Veterans Appreciation Lunch went great in May, and also, I just had my graduation from Leadership Lincoln last week, so that is over, and that was a wonderful experience. We also, the 60 Plus Center, well, this I guess will be in the next month's report, but I don't usually read my report to you. A couple weeks ago, we helped out with a David's Chair fundraising, which is a track wheelchair that the City of Newport is bringing here. And I want to just say that was super successful, that the fundraiser, our office staff actually helped gather all of the donations, and we ended up making about $3,800 to fund it. So at this point in time, I believe we're just about at the point where we will be able to bring that. And actually, we're next in line to get a David's Chair here in the city. I just run the numbers for a number of members. We currently have 1,175 members, which is continues to grow every month. And that's in comparison to 2019, we had 893. And in 2022, it was just a little bit 867, I believe. So numbers are going good. Activities are going good. I think I last week just added another 3 or 4 activities for the month of July. It's just been, we're getting a lot of people, again, wanting to come and participate, a lot more people volunteering, and that's keeping us hopping. And Kathy, I'm looking forward to, you know, you have ideas on how to help make us more vibrant. I'm always up for that, so.
Okay.
And it's nice to have the trips and the hikes in there. People are really enjoying them.
Yeah, we have a hike tomorrow that actually has 13 people signed up for.
Wow. Steve.
I'd just like to comment. I think this 1,123, I mean, that's over 10% of the population of the city. That is, like, tremendous. I mean, when do you get 10% of any group of people to do anything? So I'd just like to commend everybody involved with this. And, you know, being fairly new, I'm fairly new to it. But, I mean, that's a great number.
That is. And the population of Newport is over 60. No, it's over 55. It's like 28% or something. So we're rocking it, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yay!
And so, I appreciate my part.
So, you know, I'm curious as to who the contact is for David's chair use.
So Mike Cavanaugh, the director of Parks and Rec, is the person who's been organizing that.
All righty, got myself all tied up in a knot again here. Okay. All righty. Wow. And here I'm leaving. It almost makes me sad, but not enough to stay. Life is looking really good for me right now.
And I enjoyed the Bloom Fest that I shared with Anne. That was really fun.
That was a lot of fun. Okay, supervisor's report.
Well, I also wanted to just say we're going to be at the county fair on Friday. I'm looking at Terry because she's going to be there helping out with me. And hopefully I'll get Christine and Judy to come and have a little bit of time that they get to enjoy and help us out too. But Bryn says she'll come and volunteer. So anyway, come visit us at the fair.
What time?
We'll be there from 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Actually, I think it's 10 to 5, but I'm not sure about the
end
time.
Last year we stopped at 4.
Okay, well, you might see me, you might not. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just have a question. How did you do with your requests in the budget? Did you get everything, or did you get shot down?
I'm just hoping that I could go backwards on this agenda because I'd already double-clicked the next one. Half and half. So we got approved for some things, right. Such as one of the most important is the removal of the wallpaper,
right.
And the painting of the lounge and the hallways. So I am I'm actually reaching out to people to see if, well, and I asked for in my newsletter. I haven't had any responses yet to that, but hoping that I can get some people that might have a little bit better visual. I'm not a visual person at all, so I can't really picture like what colors would be good. I just know that this is awful the way it is right now with the wallpaper literally climbing off the walls. So thank you, Budget Committee, for approving that. We were also approved for landscaping to be able to remove the bushes that are used as a storage place and as toilets and hiding places. So that's also another thing that I'm asking the patrons for assistance with helping plan. Maybe even we could do some work parties and make that budget stretch even further than what we had. I was not approved for new flooring, unfortunately. The carpet's really bad. The vinyl tile, the vinyl in the downstairs men's bathroom is literally lifting up. I'm probably just going to have to make that happen without the special budget for it. But we do. The reasoning why the flooring was not approved is because we are carrying forward with the remodel plans. And Mike and I just met on that about that Friday and talked about what we want to do and the proposal. So where we are with that right now is we are going to look at actually having whole new plans drawn up. There had been architectural drawings rendered when Peggy was the supervisor. North side, 2nd Street entrance was not designed to be ADA accessible. After talking to Mike, and Mike has already talked to Spencer and the engineering crew about this, it makes most sense. If we're going to do anything, everything should be ADA accessible. It's not right for us to do something and not you know, put in a bunch of money and not have it be ADA. So we're going to go back to the drawing board. We came up with, I think, some really exciting ideas. Where I am right now is that I'm going to get them put into a survey, and I'm going to send it out, paper and email copies of the survey to get people to rank order what they think, you know, what their priorities would be, find out what people think about our ideas. And then from there, we'll move forward with engineering to get an RFP out. So anyway, that's what's happening with that. And that's the reason why the flooring was not approved, because the flooring would then be part of that, at least the upstairs flooring would be part of the remodel budget. I think that those were the major, am I missing anything that you can recall? I think that was it. Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Sonia, are you considering murals for any of the walls, the hall or the room?
Actually, that is something that I was thinking about before I got the budget approved, that would be a way. Well, I don't know if that'd be more or less. I think I would love to do that, actually. I don't know if we could get local artists, high school kids, get, you know, people to come and contribute and design things. I would love that.
Okay, thanks. I have two comments. One, I forgot to report on something. The other is, years ago, actually not that many years ago, started before I was chair and then continued, but we were on the city's list to make that sidewalk on Second Street ADA. That's what we were told for months, years on end, that, oh, you're on the list, oh, you're on the list, oh, you're on the list. Did we just fall off the list?
Yeah, I had not heard about that. When I have met with engineering, in order to make that door ADA accessible, we're going to have to go into the street a little bit. Fortunately, we have the cities, the people, so we'll be able to do it, and we can do it without, you know, without a problem. But in order, because of the angles of the street and the angle and your ramp has to be certain slants and things like that, so we will be extending into the street a little bit. And also, that is another thing too, is that I'm that I need to do is to request to get those sidewalks repainted, the curbs repainted. Mm-hmm. Oh, we did also, and this did not make my supervisor's report, there was new signage put up in the parking lot that says 60 plus activity center parking. There's also reserved parking for the Meals on Wheels, a nice permanent sign. You might have noticed if you go in there, there's a larger sign now that says 60 plus activity center parking only. So more signage, we're hoping will at least there's less reason for people not to know that that should only be for the 60 plus activity center.
Okay, and the other thing I forgot to report, thanks, Sonia. Totally forgot about this. What a mess. I met with Michael, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I have a friend who spells her name the same way, and it's Mayer, Michael Mayer. He is a woodworker, and he is going to make signs for us. He's going to make two signs for us. He is quite a character, quite a chatty Cathy. Wouldn't want him and my husband to be in the same room together, because they'd never stop talking. But he asked me, so what's your, no, really, honestly, what is your, why do you want these signs? And I said, I want them to be inviting, I want them to be welcoming, and want to encourage diversity. And I said, so if we were in the lounge, if you look around the room, what do you see? Well, we all look just like me. Well, not just like me, but close enough. There was one man in the room and a bunch of us older gals. And I said, we are trying so hard. So I told him about the research that was done looking at other 60 plus or other senior centers throughout the country. And he said, you know, this is not just your problem. This is a problem everywhere, trying to get others, and he went like this, quotes, others onto city committees and involved. It's just not something that happens. We have to think culturally. And I said, oh, I understand. So we then had a long discussion about that. So anyway, he is going to make us two signs, both wood. One will be on this by the Second Street entrance where the sign-in machine, check-in machine is. There's a long, narrow spot. He's going to put one there. And because when you come in the door, there's no wall. I mean, everything's to the side. And so when we were looking, I said, what if we put it right there by the machine? People are supposed to be stopping. And he said, oh, great idea. The other sign will be when you come in off of the parking lot, there's the door to the where we eat. What's that room? Multi-purpose room. I've never called those rooms the right name. So that door is open, and then you can see there's the TV up above, and then there's a sign. So the other sign he will make will fit between the plastic sign on the wall that's directional and where the door is. And he's going to send me a bunch of mock-ups. And what we decided is that he has 100% creative license here. He has the wood. He's going to do everything. And he's going to do it for nothing because he just wants to do it for us. So that was just super exciting, not what I had expected to come of that meeting at all. And one of the things he's really going to do, or one of the things he's going to do that I really, really am super excited to see is the word friendly. He's going to make the letters different colors. So once again, we're getting our rainbow out there. So I am super, super excited. And they're going to say, welcome to our fabulous, friendly facility. Yeah. So he's going to send me a bunch of mock-ups, and then I will probably not just decide on my own because I don't think that's the right thing to do. I'll probably take it in the office, and since Terry is there and Sonia, I'll have them take a peek at it and tell me. But he's going to make them, and he's going to bring them and install them. So that is way great. So I apologize for forgetting that.
Sounds great.
They're going to be. I'm super excited. Okay.
The center should make him a lifelong member.
Yes. Well, you know, when I said, you know, we plan on paying you, he said, I don't want you to pay me. I want to do it just because I want to do it. And I said, well, he's big into dogs, so he and I had to talk dogs for quite a while because I'm big into dogs. And he said, if you guys gave me money, I would just donate it. And I said, you would take it then? Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, but let's not worry about that. So we might consider something later on. We have that, I don't know how to do it with our funds, but we have the money that was given to us for the tamale feed. Maybe we could pass that money on. I don't know, but he seems like a very nice guy.
I know it took you a long time in that lounge. I was there that day.
I was supposed to be hosting.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so on our agenda, the next thing is to establish the next meeting date and time. So I have a suggestion, idea, thought. How are your vacations going? Would anybody be interested in skipping a summer meeting? I know I would really like to skip July because I'm moving and I have to come back here to Newport like 3 or 4 times for like an hour meeting, and that's quite a jog when you live in Florence. So
I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, so I agree.
So you also would like to skip July? Yes. How do you feel about
I'm fine with it. I think we're under control for most of the work items that are being done, so I don't think it'll cause any hardship.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it looks like we've just completed our 2023 fiscal, and we'll be starting the 2023-24 with July. Mm-hmm. It would be great to get, you know, maybe, and maybe I could help you with it, just a copy of the 23-24 goals page, just so we can know.
Completed?
No, the,
oh,
ones
the new one.
The new one, just so we have the blank.
I already have it.
Perfect.
I already
think
have
that
it
would
tight.
Be. I wouldn't want to meet, but it would be nice to just see what those are so we can start thinking about them.
That would be good.
And I will also finish up with today's notes on that so we can see everything we have accomplished. Okay, so then it sounds like we're not going to meet in July. So we will hop to August. Whoop, not October. Okay, so August, the fourth meeting in August would be, fourth Monday, would be the 28th. So our next meeting will be August 28th to 30 to 4. Okay, so even though we're not meeting, we can still do any group work that we have to do. We just have to hold on to the reports. Okay, anything else for the good of the order? All righty. So you don't have to worry about next month, Kathy, if they move that fast.
I'll be there in August.
Okay, I'll take a motion.
Thank you.
I'll take a motion, I'll accept a motion to close.
I second.
I first.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All righty. Thank you, everybody. Good work. Okay. Good meeting. This is such a wonderful group.
You'll be here till December?
I will.
Okay.
I promise that.
I just wanted to check. And yeah, do you have the draft? Because our 2023-24 aren't the same as our 2023.
No, I do have them. I typed it up already.
Oh, good.
I typed it up back in December.
Oh, okay.
And that's when we went through that hole, but this isn't the right outline.
Then
I got it fixed, I believe.
Would you mind just sending me a copy to make sure that I didn't goof it up?
Of course. I wouldn't mind.
I would hate to have that our first item on the desk.
Oh, really? Yeah, why don't we'll send the updated, get the updated 2022-2023 and then the new one.
Yeah.
We could just send that.
And
out.
I will send this. Does anybody have the doc
I'll send it
for
to you
this?
Then.
Yeah.
Does anybody have the doc instead of PDF for this? I can just rewrite it if you don't.
Oh, I've got the document.
That's what she updates.
If you don't mind sending me the doc, I will send it right back to you with my corrections.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That way I won't have to.
I'll be more than happy.
Excellent.
Because I was writing as fast as I could, but I don't think I got them all.
No, I've redone it, so I don't need that.
Okay. Excellent.
Well, the reason why you don't see me scribbling a whole lot is I just go back and watch the video.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah.
That's how I do my notes.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. I know.
For us.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. So I am. I'm really excited. A lot of tough stuff between now and then, but
okay.
It'll be great.
Cool, cool.
I don't know what, you know,
no, that's fine. I have a lot of people that are already asking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's perfect for people who, for whatever reason, have not been able to get to the beach.
You did you go to the demo?
I did, yeah. I had got some good pictures. I sent you some photos.
Oh, that was me. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so those were very neat. Not, you know, people who just can't because of whatever, you know, lack of ability to be walking on the sands.
When's the hot dog lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're barbecuing.
Yeah.
July
16th or something.
I saw the calendar, but I didn't see it on there. The new July calendar.
It is. You know why? It's a hot dignity day on that.
So
it's a Tuesday. Yeah, okay. Whatever that Tuesday is.
Okay.
So the 4th is a Tuesday. 4th, 11th, 18th. July 18th.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll burn yours on purpose.
Oh, God.
Caramelized hot dogs. Actually, yeah, we just had hot dogs. So it was just like sweet one.
She's been in your work for years. 4 years, many years.
Well,
we've got
a board meeting
time.
As soon as I have the official
announcement. Yeah, I will.
Don't worry about it. You're like me.
I can't just sit.
You'll integrate into the community tomorrow.
I have to volunteer. I volunteered since I was, somebody asked me today, and I said I was 11 or 12 when I started.
I realize I've been volunteering.
Now it's just 2 a.m., you know? You gotta give back, and
yeah,
you just have to.
I like to give back to the community, and I've changed for many years.
Right.
What happened is that